Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into a really intriguing study. It explores something fundamental, you know, human cognition, our capacity for imaginative elaboration. We're focusing on a condition called agenesis of the corpus callosum, ACC for short, and how it might shape, well, how some people imagine things. The source is a research article. It's titled Imaginative Elaboration in Agenesis of the Corpus Callosum, Topic Modeling and Perplexity. Just think for a second. What if your imagination was perfectly clear, totally coherent, but it, like, tended to stick really close to the most standard way of seeing the world?
That's really the core question, yeah. And what's so interesting about this deep dive is how it uses advanced linguistic analysis. It's trying to unpack the nature of imagination itself, you know, storytelling in this specific neurological context.
It sounds fascinating.
It's kind of about measuring something that seems, well, unmeasurable. Scientifically.
Right. Okay, so before we get deep into the study's methods, maybe give us a quick rundown. What exactly is agenesis of the corpus callosum, ACC, and why is it relevant here?
Sure. So ACC is a congenital malformation. That means it's present from birth. Basically, the corpus callosum, which is the main pathway connecting the brain's two hemispheres, well, it's either partially or totally absent. Nope. It's not super common, maybe 1 in 4,000 births, roughly. And while people with isolated ACC often have a normal IQ, they do frequently face challenges, cognitive, psychosocial, especially difficulties with social understanding.
And there was already research suggesting this link, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Between ACC and, like, imaginative stuff and understanding social cues.
That's right, yeah. Prior work hinted at deficits in imaginative elaboration and social inference. This new study really builds on that foundation. It aims to dig deeper into that capacity for imaginative elaboration and also, importantly, story coherence.
Moving beyond just observation to actually trying to quantify it.
Exactly.
Which is the really tricky part, right? How do you scientifically measure something as, well, fuzzy as imagination? What did they actually do?
Well, they started with a pretty classic tool from psychology. It's called the thematic apperception test, the TAT.
Ah, the picture test.
Mm-hmm. Participants see these evocative pictures, and they're asked to create stories about them. You know, what are people thinking, feeling, what's happening, what led up to it? It gives you a lot of narrative data to work with.
Okay, so you get the stories. But the clever part was the analysis, I assume. They used topic modeling, latent Dirichlet allocation, and calculated perplexity scores? That sounds complex.
It is a bit technical, but the idea is pretty neat. Topic modeling helps identify the underlying themes in the stories. And perplexity. Think of it like this. A lower perplexity score means a story is more predictable.
More predictable.
Yeah. It means the narrative is more similar to a sort of average story, a core model they built from neurotypical responses. It measures how much an individual story deviates from the conventional path. So lower perplexity equals less deviation, less imaginative elaboration beyond the most common ideas.
Okay, that makes sense. Sticking closer to the lines, like you said before. Yeah. And they also checked if the stories themselves held together, right? Coherence. Right, using latent semantic analysis, LSA, just to make sure the stories had a logical flow, that the meaning progressed smoothly.
So they've got these methods. What were the big takeaways? Did the ACC group tell less coherent stories?
That was the first really interesting finding. No. There were actually no differences between the groups in story coherence at all.
Wow.
The narratives from individuals with ACC were just as logically structured, just as semantically connected as the control groups. Perfectly understandable stories.
So coherent.
Yeah.
But then where's the difference? What about the imagination part, the perplexity?
And that's where it got really interesting. Despite the coherence, the ACC group had significantly lower perplexity values, consistently, meaning their stories, while making perfect sense, tended to be much more conventional. They stuck closer to the most expected interpretations prompted by the pictures. They didn't venture as far into, you know, more unique or elaborate imaginative territory.
So they can construct a solid story, make the usual inferences, but they don't elaborate much beyond that core.
Exactly. Restricted in their imaginative elaborations, as the paper puts it, they don't go extensively beyond the core text.
Okay, so let's connect the dots. What does this actually mean for someone with ACC in their everyday life? This isn't just about telling stories for a test, right?
Absolutely not. This finding has real-world implications. If you think about it, this restriction in imaginative elaboration likely contributes to difficulties we see. For instance, understanding non-literal language.
Like idioms, sarcasm.
Precisely. Idioms, proverbs, humor, even sarcasm. It often requires you to imagine a meaning beyond the literal words. If someone says great weather in a storm, you need that imaginative leap to get the irony. Someone with ACC might struggle more with that, maybe taking it literally.
I see.
They might find it harder to imagine what someone else is feeling or intending, especially if it contradicts what's being said outright. Also, thinking about the wider consequences of actions, that takes imagination too. Projecting into the future, considering different possibilities.
And you mentioned something about social norms.
Yeah, there can be this tendency towards maybe over-adherence to social norms. Perhaps because without that flexible imaginative capacity, it's harder to judge when it's okay to bend a rule for a specific situation or context. Sticking to the literal rule feels safer.
So this study really frames this imaginative limitation not just as a side effect, but maybe as another core symptom of ACC itself.
That's what it strongly suggests, yes. Which is important because it highlights it as a potential target for support or interventions. It's not just secondary to something else. It's a key part of the picture.
It really makes you think. As we wrap up, maybe something for you, the listener, to consider. Think about how often, just in your normal day, you read between the lines or imagine what-if scenarios or try to guess what someone else is really thinking. How might understanding this research, this deep dive, maybe reshape how you think about information, communication, and, well, how all our brains build their own unique realities?
Mm,